Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. This is the last Sunday in the month of May 2020. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I don't know how you people are finding me, but every week I have new followers, and thank you for sharing the show. Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Who the hell, who is she? What does she have to say? Who made her, who died and made her the happiness specialist? That's right. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means in every moment, in every waking moment of my life, I make a decision to either choose drama, to choose peace, to either choose getting angry or to be happy. And when I say happy, I'm not talking about, oh, I'm just feeling good. Oh, I just won the lottery now. I'm happy. No, I'm talking about an internal peace, a foundation that is rooted in trusting, surrendering, letting go, accepting, allowing the universe to quite frankly, allowing the universe, the plan of the universe is going to play out regardless of whether I want it or not. I've learned that after years and years and years of wanting something to be different, after years and years and years of wanting and desiring something to be different than the moment that I am experiencing, wanting something to be different than the moment I am experiencing, and that never brings me peace or happiness. That lack of acceptance of the moment, wanting something to be different, is all rooted in following, listening to, giving power to my ego, you know, or the ego, some people call it the mind, you know, that critical voice, you know, that voice that tells me, oh, something's wrong, you're doing it wrong, or somebody else is doing something wrong, or something needs to be changed, you know that voice. So allowing that voice to have power over my vibration, over my energy, I'm sorry, but I'm not having it anymore. And I'm not going to say that I have it 100% of the time, because trust me, as much as I don't like to admit it, I am human too. I am human. And that mind and that ego can wrestle with me. And so what's going on in the world, I really, 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 this morning, actually yesterday, I said, you know, I'm not really feeling inspired to do a show. I'm just not feeling inspired. And then this morning, I still wasn't. I said, you know, I've got something to say about this. I have something to say about the world and what the world looks like. And I'm really talking about the United States, because there's rioting in Minneapolis, I think. Well, anyway, Missouri, I don't know where the riot started. And I know the riots are in Los Angeles. I'm from California, so I know that there's rioting in L.A. I don't know how much rioting. I don't, you know, because one of the things is I really do not sit and listen to the news. Never have. I don't listen to the news. I don't watch the news. But I'm getting ahead of myself, especially for my new listeners that are just coming on board. I will get to our topic, because our topic today is riots and happiness. And it is it possible to be at peace, to find peace, to be happy, to feel that energy, that vibration of contentment, you know, where your shoulders are down, you're relaxed? Is it possible while the world around you is in a shitstorm? And I did say expletives on this show because, you know, in my daily life, I use the language, and I am conscious of using it all the time on the show. But today, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to just let as they say, loosen up the belt, take off the armor. If you're talking about a girl, take off the bra. Let's go. Let's let everything fly out. Let's let everything loose. And that's what I feel like. That's the energy I'm feeling today. So everything is going to be loose and free. I'm just going to be myself, which I already am, but what? She said fuck? Yes, I do say fuck. Yes, I do. And it's actually one of my favorite words, but I digress. Here we go. This happiness that I'm talking about is, look, I've shared with my audience for years and years that what are we looking for? What are we searching for? What do we want? What is it? What is the real desire underneath all of the accomplishments? What is the purpose of accomplishing these trophies, the Super Bowl trophies, the NBA trophies, the awards, the Academy Awards, the titles, you know, the office, even political offices. What is the purpose? The purpose, this is the way I'm looking at it, my perspective is people are looking to accomplish so they can feel good. People are looking to have more money so they can feel good. People are looking for relationships so they can feel good, better about themselves, feel better about life. And I'm telling you, and I've said it forever and ever, this feeling, and I'm raising my left hand up right now because this feeling is a feeling I was looking for so long, ever since I was a teenager. I just wanted to be happy. I tell the story. When I was younger, I used to wish for the same things. I blew out the candles on my birthday cake, and I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. I just want to be happy. And that search and that longing and the wanting to be happy has taken me to this place right now in 2020. How to? That's why I'm a happiness specialist, because there is a formula. There is a formula for happiness. And the formula for happiness requires practice like anything else. And all I do is share on the show is what to practice. What to practice that will take you and keep you in a place of calm, peace, shoulders down, regardless of the storm, regardless of the tsunami that's going on. And especially now, you know, where some states are still quarantined, they're opening up the gyms in Oregon tomorrow. But this quarantine, this coronavirus, has really kicked people in the ass. And it's forced people to look at life differently than the way they thought it was going to turn out. I mean, I'm thinking, no more buffets? I love a good buffet. Oh, my goodness. I went to Sizzler this week. Yeah, I know there's a Sizzler in Oregon. I went to Sizzler this week, and I knew something was going to be different. But I couldn't even make my own salad. Because they're going to make my salad, but I like extra onions on my salad, and I don't like tomatoes on my salad, and I want extra spinach on my salad, and I want extra garbanzo beans, and I want eggs, but I want beef. Yeah, I want all of that. And I wasn't able to. I know, in the middle of a storm, but I'm saying, so life has changed. Life has changed permanently. Well, it's changed permanently. And one of the things that I guarantee I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what country. Life changes. Nothing stays the same other than the truth, universal laws. And when I say the truth, I'm talking about life is going to change. People change. Experiences change. Circumstances change. That kind of truth is what I'm saying. Life changes. And this urge and this well, grab it, keep it the same. It doesn't stay the same. And with the change causes a lot of unrest. I mean, personal. I'm talking about myself. I mean, gosh, no more buffets. And, but it's a quick adjustment after that. I'm thinking about Las Vegas. I mean, come on. Anybody out there been to the thing? It's heaven. It's one of the pleasures of my life is going to Vegas and going to the buffets. I'm talking pleasure. Okay, I digress again. Let's get back to the happiness. And the happiness that I'm talking about, the peace of mind, peace in mind. Can I feel peaceful regardless of the storm? Yeah, we're in the middle of the storm. And so this show I want to share with you how happiness specialist, how I navigate through this, how I remain peaceful, how I can, when I go out, laugh and make a joke and participate in, listen, I look for people to engage with and laugh with. I look for that. It's part of my nature. It's who I am. You know, my middle name, I know it's Lynn, but my middle name, I have another one. It's fun and funny, FF, fun and funny. So, I mean, it's part of who I am. And I can't help it. I'm not going to walk outside in the middle of a storm and with my, look at the world. No, because one of the things that I know and I practice, okay, here we go. I forgot. I'm back in. I went back up a little bit. Happiness is a practice skill. It is a practice skill, and it all depends on whatever you're practicing in your past moment, whatever you're practicing in your present moment, you are going to take it into your future moment. And so what do I practice? What does this happiness specialist practice? Well, especially, let's really key in on what's going on now. I saw on the TV, I saw on the television, you know, the people gathered in Los Angeles. People gathered in, black people. I don't know if everybody was black in there, but people were gathered in an intersection. And gathered in an intersection, and they said, riots in Los Angeles. Let me say something. I'm not watching that. I'm not watching it. I'm not focusing on it. I'm not giving it any time. I'm not giving it any attention. And there might be people out there that say, well, you don't know what's going on in the world, and you're sticking your head in a hole. That's right, because when I say that, I know and I trust that whatever happens, whatever the universal plan, and it is, it's not what man is doing. This is a bigger plan. This is a bigger picture. You think man has anything to do with what's going on right now? This is a bigger, my perspective, you can agree or you can disagree. And Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care whether you agree or you don't, but this is my perspective. And that's the thing, having a perspective. Do you know that whatever is going on in your life or in the world, that you can shift your vibration just by shifting your perspective? And would you believe that people can look at these people rioting, and some people are happy about it, and some people are saying, yeah, and some people are going, oh, and some people are doubling down. Some people are happy about it. Some people are energized by it. And I'm telling you right now, they're not all here in this country. So know that there are as many stars in the sky there are. I don't know why I'm yelling at you, audience. I keep yelling. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. I'm just so passionate about this remaining peaceful and being at peace. There are people, there are countries that are happy that there are cities in the United States that are burning down. It's just a fact. So, number one, know that your perspective of what is happening is not the only perspective. So it's letting go of, and quite frankly, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. I said it a million times. So the universe is looking at this. The universe is, okay, this is what's going on in the world now, because there is an evolution. There is an evolution of man. There is an evolution of the human. There is an evolution. And it's because we are constantly evolving. We are constantly expanding. We are constantly changing. That's just going to happen. And this rioting in the streets, listen, don't think that I am okay with trusting. I struggle with the universe. I say, come on, universe. We really need this? This is part of your divine plan? Are you kidding me? What is destruction? And quite frankly, these people don't think, this is my perspective, these people aren't honoring anybody that was murdered, anybody that was killed, anybody. They're not, that's not honoring anyone, honoring their memory. That's not what the rioted and breaking into other people's businesses and destroying property. That's no fucking honoring of anybody that died at the hands of a police. Because quite frankly, this life matters, Black Lives Matter, this life matters, whatever life you say thinks it matters. You know, this Black Lives Matters, black people kill black, and I'm black, so I can say it anyway, whether I was black or not black. Black people have been killing black people forever. Black people have been killing black people in their neighborhoods forever. Where are the riots then? Where are the riots? So this isn't even about somebody losing their life. Oh, this is an excuse to use to loot and to destroy property. But it's really there's no concern about someone losing their life. Because if they were concerned about life, somebody losing their life to something that's quote-unquote unjust, then there would be rioting in the streets every fucking day. Every day there would be rioting in the streets in the black community. I'm sorry. And you know what? Let me say this. I have visitors this weekend in Oregon, and they happen to be black, and I'm just piggybacking on what they were sharing with me. Because I don't follow the news, but there was I don't even want to go there. But there was some people were 42 people. I think there were 42 people. That it was in Chicago, a big shooting. Big shooting in Chicago years and years ago when Obama was the president. And where is the mention? Where are the quote-unquote black leaders that are sitting up here saying, no, don't do that, that's not what to do? Where are the Oprahs? Where are the Obamas? Where are the Jay-Z's? Where are the Snoops? Where are these black leaders to say, hey, just what the fuck are you guys doing? Stop it. Where are they? And you know what one of my friends said? They said there's no money in it. There's no upside in it. You know, I just get so bothered by the fakeness and the fakeness of, oh, this is for a cause. No, the causes, the selfish causes, you are destroying someone else's property. It has nothing to do with the loss of a life. Because if that really was, then you would be rioting every single weekend. Black on black crime. Who does? Why aren't the black leaders talking about that? Pointing the finger at someone else. Pointing the finger at it's the white man's fault. But if it's a black on black, you know, I know I'm getting off. I'm really getting off on this. Where are the riots then? Okay, I've said all that. Jeez, where are these black leaders? You know what really bothered me too? When I'm really going off. This goddamn Bill Cosby raped 40, 50 women using drugs. Where the fuck is the outrage? Where is the outrage in the black community? Do you know that there's some black people that think he's innocent? Do you know that there's some black people who think O.J. Simpson is innocent? I mean, so I'm done with this black cause and black on, you know, down with the black cause. I'm not down with anybody that is, or any person. First of all, I'm not down with any causes, but I'm not down with any community that gets to pick and choose and then is violent about it. Violent and oh my God. You know, okay. This is not my regular reality spirituality show. I already know that. I know it. And some of you may never listen to me again. But it is outrageous that, okay, something happens, now you're writing, but where are the black people that are law-abiding? Why don't you stand up and say, hey, stop it. What the fuck are you guys doing destroying property? And you know who suffers when the black people destroy the property in the black community? It's the elderly. The elderly black people that can't get out, now all of their shit's destroyed. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's a problem. It's a big problem, but nobody's addressing the problem. Nobody's addressing the real deep-seated issues. And don't talk about, you know, this isn't even my lane. It's not even my lane. But anyway, let me get back to how do I remain peaceful? How do I remain peaceful with all of that? Now, everything I just said, that is all human, all a program, because my other side, my spiritual side, I know that everything is in order. You know what else? The bombing of the World Trade Center, oh my goodness, I was so out. If I could have joined an army, I'm talking about my human side. I got two sides, people. I got the human side, and then I got my universal spiritual side, which is not human. But my human side wanted to pick up a rifle and join the army or join the Marines and shoot everybody. I'm sorry, and shoot everybody that was responsible for bombing that World Trade Center. It's the same kind of shit. It's the same kind of global. Something that is just so horrific, 3,000 people being bombed, you know, the whole World Trade Centers went down. Do you know how angry I was? My human side was angry at that. And that's the thing. Know the difference. Know the difference between your man-made programmed human thoughts, perspectives, and know the difference between this is all in order. And I could really just start crying now. Because there's a very famous man, nothing to do with religion here, but let's just talk about Jesus. I mean, can you come up, of course there's more, but can you come up with more of a tortured way to die? Can you imagine, I mean, a more tortured, brutal way to die? And I'm going to say, but look at the teaching. Look at the teachings. Look at the lessons. Look at the lessons that were handed down. What is it? I'm getting off again. But my message is that when I look at something so horrific as the way people die, the way people are rioting, the way the World Trade Center is, the way people are killed. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. I know it's not what we're taught to do. No, we're not taught to do. Oh, let me throw this in. But I know that there is another perspective, a universal perspective that my little pea brain, that my little human brain can't really wrap around it and understand. But I trust, blindly trust, that everything is in order, including these goddamn riots, including all of it. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know that there is a divine plan, and it's not mine. Happiness is a practice skill. So what do we practice? Well, one of the things to practice that I practice is knowing what can I control. If I can't control it, my nose isn't in it. If I can't control it, my nose isn't in it. That's the universe's life, universe's job, universe's whatever. That's the universe's domain. What can I do? I can share with whoever is listening, whoever wants to listen, how do I remain at peace through all of it? That's what I can do. I can't control it. If I can't control it, I'm not in it. And I know that my perspective, because trust me, if I could wave a wand, none of that shit would be happening. None of it would be happening, but I'm not in charge. I'm not. And so there is a surrendering, a practicing of surrendering to. And I'm not saying if I'm in the middle of a storm or I'm in the middle of a riot and people around me are beating everyone up and I'm just walking by, oh, gee, okay, that's the universe, oh, okay, hey, that guy's getting killed. I'm not saying that. Because if I'm in the middle of anything and if I have the power to help or assist, I will. Trust me. I talked about. I'm not a sheep. I'm not sitting up a sheep. You know, if I was living in the slave days, I would be one of those slaves that would try to break out. I mean, I would be one of those slaves that would be trying to escape every single day, every day. That would be me. I would be the Andy Duchesne in Shawshank Redemption. That would be me. And there's some people that it's just not their nature, and that's okay too. So the point is this. Know another thing that I practice is know that we all are as different as our fingerprints. We're all so different. So I'm not going to pretend to say my perspective, my way is the best way, is the only way. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I mean, I don't even know how I got on that topic. But so it's I know why now. It's a practice of accepting, allowing all perspectives. You know what? It was raining. It was raining yesterday. And the universe, you know, was having a conversation with me, and the universe said, you know, there's a message. There's a message in every single raindrop. In every time it rains, there is a message. There is a lesson. There is a message from us. I said, what? And now I'm looking at all the raindrops. There's a message from the universe in every raindrop. It's overwhelming the plan. The plan is overwhelming. It's incomprehensible. But I trust in that plan. And you either do or you don't. And it's difficult. It's difficult to be in the middle of the storm and to find any kind of peace. But see, that is the practice. That is the daily, daily practice. So when I am hit by this, I am hit by this life and by what's going on in the world, I know what I practice. I practice trust, accepting, letting go, and surrendering to the plan. It's not easy. It's not easy. So what do? I don't listen to the news. I do open it up to different perspectives, and I trust. You know, this blame thing, and I've talked about it a lot, and I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press the number one. This blame game, people blaming other things, outside things, the price of gas, who's the president, the riots, the money, not having money, relationships. It's not the circumstances, people. It's not your circumstances. It's not the riots. It's not the president. It's not how much you have. It's not how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your practice depends, your peace depends on what you practice in every moment. And so how do you serve this planet? Well, everybody's different, and we're all serving in a different way. And I choose to serve it by letting go and accepting and realizing that I don't know. Well, this is another thing. This is another thing that causes a lot of unrest, is this feeling or of not knowing. A lack of control. I don't have control over the future. I don't have control. What's going to happen? Is it possible to be at peace when there's uncertainty? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know the state of the world. It's very difficult. What I'm talking about practicing is not easy. It's a difficult, difficult practice. And nobody gives awards. Nobody gives an award for personal growth and spiritual growth and practicing peace. Nobody gives awards for acceptance and lack of and not judging. Nobody gives an award for you not having attachments. Or I say having attachments to how I think the world should look. Nobody gives an award, but we get an award for all these man-made things. And I'm actually sick of it. I'm sick of this. Not sick of it. You know, I'm sick of the awards coming, you know, this Michael Jordan, 6 NBA titles, and you know this guy says, I should have had 7. The satisfaction doesn't come from anything you accomplish, unless you're talking about accomplishing more, unless having more consciousness. The accomplishments, the man-made accomplishments, I don't care, New York Times bestseller, Super Bowl rings, NBA titles, the people that cure, you know, the accomplished. Look at Steve Jobs. That motherfucker, I know, expletives. That motherfucker changed the world with the iPhone and the iMac. And left the planet, finally, the last 3 days, what is it, cancer, the last three days, last few months, You can read about it. He found pleasure in walking to the park. All of the fucking accomplishments don't mean anything. Well, it's not don't mean anything, but you're not going to get any peace from that. Why are we here? We're here to grow and to be and to experience peace. Why are we here? We're here to grow and be ourselves. That's why we're here. This accomplishment and thinking that you can find peace and happiness and find some satisfaction from something that you do. Look at all the. You would think these people with all the accomplishments would be happy and be at peace, but the evidence is clear. Huh. Some brave soul wants to talk to me? Hold on. area code 408, Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hold on to that. Yeah, what's your first name? Welcome to the show, area code 408.
Thank you. It's Craig.
Hey, Craig. What's up?
Oh, I just saw your thing on there, your picture, and it looked like you were all excited, having a good time, and I thought, well, that's where I'm going.
Well, you know, yeah, it is about, you know, when you say having a good time, let me say this. This whole, it's a perspective. And so what are your challenges during this time? What are you challenged by?
What am I challenged by? I, you know, there's a lot of things that want to distract me, but I've learned to stay about what's important and not let those things distract me no more, take me away from the important things. So I don't really have that kind of a problem. I mean, there are times when I do have certain things, but those things are to be expected because people outside of myself, you know, I have to be able to get along with them, you know, and I have to learn how to speak their language, you know, if I'm going to talk to them. Otherwise, we have a lot of conflict going on, and I don't want to argue about stuff that they don't understand. I would surely shed some light, but if they want to fight and argue, I got to keep on rolling.
Right, and you know what, and so you're saying you don't have anything that you're challenged by.
I mean, I do, you know, but
so you
I mean,
want to
like,
share? You don't want to share. Go ahead.
I see people having all these challenges, you know, like you said, people have a lot of stuff going on and they're fearful of all these things, but I don't live on the left side of my brain. I live on the right side, which is a higher self, you know.
I'm asking because, you know, this is one of the things on this show, and I believe that I've talked to you before. One of the things on this show, which is really interesting, I really like people to share what are their challenges. And the reason why I say that is because when I share my challenges, then people realize, hey, this woman, happiness specialist, she has challenges too. So looking out at people, that's why I say, well, what are your personal challenges? A personal challenge can also help someone else or – because we're all going through something.
Sure.
And I get talking philosophically and theoretically and all that kind of stuff, but I really like to give substance and bring substance to the show. So, again, and if you don't feel like sharing, that's okay too. I'm good with that. But what are you because my struggle, I'll tell you my struggle.
I got you.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I got you. Okay, well, I'll give you one example since you're pressing on it. Let's see. So in my situation, I'm not like, I don't have anything called bipolar, you know, I'm not like that. But what I do have is a brain injury, you know.
Okay.
Traumatic brain injury, and I was in a coma. And when I recovered, when I luckily came through that all, you know, I was changed, if you will. Okay, but it wasn't because I chose that. So here I am talking to people outside of myself who don't really know that on the left side of the brain where you're controlled by fear, because if you don't do this, you don't do that, the consequences, you don't like that. So you're going to do all this stuff because you're living to that fear. But I didn't get the chance to live like they would have lived or how I would have lived if I had been like them. I would have been like that. But somehow, when I'm communicating to people that don't understand that about me, because I don't just walk around and say, hey, I tell everybody right off the gate, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't tell people anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they don't. So I have an opportunity just like anybody else, because it's okay for me to talk about what I need or this or that, just like everybody does. So that transparency that I have allows me to talk about myself as a whole. Now, I find it challenging to get this across to people that don't really have time to listen because they're just, you know, too distracted and all that. So there's not really a lot of emphasis on what I'm saying, and I sense that. So there's something for you.
Okay, so you're challenged by people not listening to you. Is that what you're – I mean, let's boil it all the way down.
No, No, I'm just saying, you know, how do you say that? You know, when you're being, like, I'm just giving you something right off the cuff, you know what I mean? So I'm just giving you something. But, you know, you want to go deeper into it, that's what I'm talking about. Usually when I'm talking to people, we're not just talking crap. It's not, doesn't, just words that go to the ground and do nothing. I'm not into that. So I'm talking about more of substance, like you're saying. So that's where I'm coming from. Now, if there's a lack of communication going on when we already have an understanding, you would think that we've already gone this far, but they don't really know anything. It's like, wait a second. Hold on.
Okay. Again, I mean, I'm asking you specifically, and I do remember talking to you, and I'm asking, you know, let me just say this from outside looking in, and you know, anybody that listens to the show know that I love all of my audience. I love all my audience. So I can, because I remember talking to you, and I remember that, okay, and just, you know, put on a seatbelt, but know that this is my perspective. Put on your seatbelt belt. I feel from you there is too much attention on what other people are doing or what other people are not doing. There is too much attention of either they are listening, they're not listening, or and then you made a couple of comments, and I'm a passionate woman. You made a couple of comments about, well, everybody does this and everybody does that. You know what I had to learn? Oh my God, it was the hardest thing. It was one of the hardest things I had to learn is that I don't know shit. I don't know shit about anybody else. I don't know their journey. I don't know their struggle. I don't know their story, so I don't know fucking shit, and this is a show of expletives. I don't know shit about anybody else, and for me mm-hmm. to pretend that I do, you know what it does? Mm-hmm. It just makes me suffer. I'm shooting myself in my foot. I'm torturing myself when I think I know someone else is doing, because now I'm pissed off because, why can't they, and why don't they see it, and why don't they listen, and why can't they understand? Just like what you were saying. So I feel from you that you are way, way involved in what other people are doing, how they communicate, lack of communication.
I don't care one iota. It doesn't bother me one freaking bit.
What is your challenge for the last – what is your challenge? I've asked you this times now. What is your challenge?
That's it. That's the only challenge I got, you know?
I really appreciate
it's
when
like
you
I,
call
it's like
in.
I said, I mean, it's like I said, you know, I say this for myself. I don't try to, you know, I don't put stuff out to be arguing or fighting or debating about anything. I don't do it that way. I just try to like, okay, if that's the way you feel, no worries. I just keep going. You know, I don't have time. But, you know, since we're here and you're on fire, it looks like, and I'm going to sit right here and take it, because I'm like, wow, that's cool. Somebody else outside of myself is rocking and rolling, you know? That's what I do.
I really appreciate you calling, and thank you so much for contributing to the show. I really do appreciate it because you know, when I ask you, what are you challenged by? The reason why, I mean, there is a reason why. One of the reasons I talk about this, the how to find peace in the middle of the storm in this writing. One of the practices is being self-aware. And being self-aware in every single moment, not being self-aware, you know, when things are feeling good, being self-aware when everything's flowing. I'm talking about being self-aware in the middle of a storm when I feel like shit, when I feel all fucked up, when I don't feel like, oh, God, you know, universe, I want something different. So the practice of being self-aware, and you know, and also not only being self-aware, how about the study of self, the study of awareness, the study of, oh, you know what, this might be a trigger, or this might be a, what do they call it, a button, this button might be pushed, and so the awareness, the self-awareness, and the study of it too, how can I, I mean, is it possible to change or to grow beyond the trigger? Because I'm telling you right now, hey, what's up, Nathan? I'm telling you right now that these rioting in L.A., I mean, it triggered something. It triggered something because, and one of the reasons why it triggered something to me is because don't tell me you're rioting. Don't tell me you're causing all this damage and all this property damage and you're destroying people's property because in honor of somebody's dying. Don't tell me that because it's not the truth. The truth is you're a criminal, you're a hoodlum, and you're using this opportunity to get a fucking free TV. Yeah, that's right. That's what the truth is, or get something free. So don't tell me it's about somebody's death. And where is everybody? Where are our people? Where are the black people that are the leaders? Nobody's saying nothing. You can hear a pin drop. So that's pissing me off. This isn't civil unrest. This is just an excuse. But again, let me come back to all of this. Let me just circle all the way around, circle all the way back to everything is in order. I don't understand it. If it was me, I would not have designed it like this. I would not have structured it like this. Nobody is going to be getting injured. Nobody's going to be getting killed. Not in my world, but alas and alack, it's not my world. And so what do I practice when I'm in the middle of a storm? Focusing on giving power to only the things I have control over. That's it. Only the things I have control over. Trusting that everything is in order, even though I don't, really, universe, is really in order? Are you kidding me, universe? Know that it's not my only perspective. It's not my perspective. I look at this, I have one lousy perspective, one perspective. And knowing that there's another perspective of, yeah, what this shit is happening is good. Yeah, let's go. The practice of acceptance, the practice of letting my shoulders down and accepting, the practice of surrendering to all of the crap that's going on in the world, all of it. And what can I contribute? What am I contributing? Now, I can control that. I can control what I'm contributing. I can control my energy. Well, can I control it all the time? Well, I can control my intention. I can control my intention to contribute peace. I can control, can I control my intention? Yeah, I have an intention of contributing. Yeah, I do contribute. And I want to thank my audience because I blew off some steam earlier. I mean, I know you people didn't hear me, you've never heard me talk like that before, but I was just inspired. And you know what? Now that I'm on the topic, because, now I'm feeling a little teary-eyed. You know, this thing about being free, to be myself, and sometimes there is a big difference about freedom and letting my audience know that this is really from the expletives to my perspective on what's happening. And there used to be a time where, well, I'm not going to let everybody know everything. No. Today, all you listeners, all you reality spirituality listeners, especially my old-time listeners, there you go. That's another side. Now, there's a difference between hiding energy and a difference between private energy. And for some reason today, I was just inspired to be, this is what I think about the rioting in the country, and this is my perspective, and to put it out there. Whether you are down with it, whether you judge me, whether you like it, whether you don't, I don't give a rat's you know what. Now, I've used the F word a lot this show, but I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. This is my perspective because I am solid in the belief that the universe finds absolutely no fault with me, no fault, and thinks that everything that I'm doing and experiencing and saying is right in alignment. How's that? How's that for being the word that I really don't, the authentic? How's that? Scratch that authentic. I don't even like using it. How's that for being truthful? Speaking of truthful, you know what happened to my website this week? My website is down. Is down. I don't have a website. I don't have a website, so I can't refer you to it. But but this show, Reality Spirituality, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I have an Instagram handle, which is Reality Spirituality. I have a few YouTube videos on YouTube. Yes, you can search Rebecca Norrington. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, listen, on my second book, I'm going to add a chapter on this coronavirus shit. I'm going to add a chapter on, I don't know what I'm going to add a chapter on, the riots. I don't know if I'm going to do that. But I'm going to add a chapter on the corona for sure, because that is just so eye-opening and so, it's so much exposure on the practice of not being okay with uncertainty, lack of trust, fear coming out, the lack of control. All of that stuff is coming out now. All of it's coming out, and the uncomfortableness. The world is never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same, and that's life. Life is not ever going to be the same. It's always changing. So I want you to remind you, my audience, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Woo, woo, and boy, were we on fire today. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down.